science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to talk to you about the importance of having the right kind of kitchen cabinet. And no, I don't mean a piece of MDF furniture. I mean, of course, in a metaphorical sense, having the right kind of people around you as an informal cabinet of views and opinions and expertise that you can draw upon for all major areas and decisions in your life. So, that said, let's actually define what I mean specifically by the phrase kitchen cabinet. A kitchen cabinet is a select group of individuals who offer guidance, wisdom, and perspective on important decisions and challenges, and they basically serve as a personal board of directors or an inner circle if you're not happy with the kind of business phraseology. Now, these people should be, of course, it goes without saying, they should be trustworthy, supportive, and aligned with your values and goals. And you need to have them so that they'll tell you the truth and they'll try and help and offer constructive criticism. So having the right people in your kitchen cabinet is crucial for several reasons. Your group of trusted advisors are there, as we've said, for guidance and support. They are your most trusted advisors, and you should look to them really for insights that can help you navigate complex situations and help you make informed choices. They also have that wisdom and experience, so you need to make sure that they are the right kind of people, because you need to benefit from that wisdom and that experience. And basically, you want expertise in different areas, certainly expertise that can help you in areas that you are particularly weak in. And their diverse perspectives can basically enrich your own understanding and decision-making process, which is really important. You have to align them with your values because you must have a shared vision. The members of your kitchen cabinet should be aligned, I should say, with your values, goals, and aspirations. And having like-minded individuals who share a common vision can create synergy and alignment and basically help you pursue your personal and professional goals. You should have mutual respect, that goes without saying. This builds relationship with people who can support your ambitions and foster a positive and empowering environment that can advise you on your challenges and processes, as we've said. And this mutual respect, it's basically the foundation that provides an open communication, collaboration and growth framework that you can really utilize to the best of your abilities. It gives you accountability and feedback. So you can look for constructive criticism. If you've got the right kind of people in your kitchen cabinet, it basically means that they're not just cheerleaders and you shouldn't put them in place to do that. But they can also provide constructive feedback and challenge your own perspectives somewhat. And their honest input helps you see your blind spots, and that improves your decision making. And it fosters that personal growth element that we're all after and yet find so difficult to do. And it's important, as we've said, that they are people that will offer constructive criticism. You don't want people that are going to constantly destroy and pull you back from what you want to do. They just need to be able to advise you on what your blind spot is and help you get through that and see where you could possibly tweak your processes and your business plan or whatever it is that you want to do. And these individuals then also hold you accountable to your goals and commitments, and they can motivate you then to stay focused and disciplined, and their encouragement will drive you, hopefully, to strive for continued excellence, because we want to go back to that kitchen cabinet and say, look what I've done, guys, and they can say, well, yeah, that's great, and that's great, and that's great, but actually, have you considered maybe doing this as well, and that would make that even better. Your kitchen cabinet also serve as a valuable network of connections and opportunities. Through their connections and personal introductions, you can expand your reach, you might be able to access new resources, and you can collaborate on mutually beneficial projects. Sometimes it's better to be working with someone than trying to do it all on your own. And that community and collaboration aspect is really important, because that supportive community within your kitchen cabinet can foster creativity and other innovations that you won't have thought of by yourself. And working together with like-minded individuals, it leads to shared successes, it leads to improvements in your personal development, and it gives you a sense of belonging. If you're someone who creates a lot of materials and content and processes mostly on your own, sometimes it can get quite lonely. And if you've got your kitchen cabinet to help spur you on, or give you little tweaks here and there, or even share an opportunity because it's also something that they're interested in doing, that collaboration and back and forth, it really, really helps. In essence then, having the right people in your kitchen cabinet is essential for receiving guidance, support and wisdom, aligning with your values, fostering accountability and feedback, and expands your network and cultivates this collaborative and empowering community. Now, when selecting members for your kitchen cabinet, it's important to look for individuals who possess the following key qualities. First of all, they must have honesty and integrity. They must demonstrate honesty, integrity, transparency in their actions and communication, and trust is the foundation of a strong relationship, especially when they're in an advisory role. And they must be reliable. Seek out people who follow through on their commitments, they keep their word, act with consistency, and reliability ensures that you can depend on them for that support and guidance. They must also have the relevant expertise and experience. Look for individuals who have the expertise and knowledge and experience in areas that complement your own strengths and weaknesses, and that's important. Their skills should add value to your decision-making process and problem-solving skills. And they can also consider individuals who've got a proven track record of success in their field or industry. Past achievements and experiences can really provide valuable insight and also give you lessons for your own journey. Your kitchen cabinet should also have a set of diverse perspectives, come from different backgrounds, and this diversity in perspectives and experiences and backgrounds enriches, I think, the discussions and insights that you're going to find from within your kitchen cabinet. So you should seek out individuals with varied viewpoints to challenge your own assumptions, and that can help foster creativity when you come to solving problems or working on pieces of work, etc. Make sure they're critical thinkers. Critical thinkers tend to be open-minded and willing to question assumptions, and that's really important because it helps you analyse situations objectively, and they can offer well-rounded perspectives that you may have missed because you are focused on delivering the piece of work or working on the challenge that you're currently dealing with. Make sure that they are supportive and empathetic. Empathy means that they can show compassion and understanding towards your challenges and goals, and then provide that emotional support, encouragement that you're going to need during difficult times. And if they are a positive influence, that will uplift and inspire you to be your best self. Positive influences motivate, boost your confidence, help you overcome obstacles, and I cannot stress enough how important it is to have people that have that kind of positive can-do thinking in your kitchen cabinet. They should also be effective communicators and also good at working in a team and collaborating with others. So look for individuals who communicate clearly, they listen actively, they provide constructive feedback. Effective communication is essential for productive discussions and decision-making processes. Trust me on this one, you're going to need people that know how to frame an argument. Not an argument as in, but an argument in terms of different perspectives and different ways of looking at particular issues or problems or challenges or pieces of work. And therefore, when you're having that proper dialogue, you really get to the nut of what they're trying to say very quickly, and then you can actually work out whether or not it is useful advice to use in that particular instance. They should have a collaborative spirit, and by that what I mean is that they really do enjoy working in a team and looking for ways that they can work harmoniously with you towards shared goals. It may be that as they are in your kitchen cabinet, you actually form part of their kitchen cabinet, so you can advise them on stuff that they're working on. But even more importantly, you can actually start to look at areas where you can work together on projects, whether working with them on one of theirs or they work with you on one of yours. It doesn't matter. You've got that shared collaborative spirit going on, and so you're willing to go that extra mile for one another. In conclusion on that bit then, by selecting members from your kitchen cabinet who do embody honesty, expertise, diverse perspectives, empathy, positive influence, effective communication, and a collaborative spirit, you can indeed build a strong personal support network that empowers you to make those informed decisions. It helps you navigate those challenges, and it helps you achieve your own goals and objectives with an increased sense of clarity and confidence. There are lots of benefits of having a supportive kitchen cabinet, and these include giving you access to valuable insights. Now, we've already said that they should have a diverse set of perspectives and experiences, and members of your kitchen cabinet can bring those diverse experiences and backgrounds and expertise to the table. And that in itself provides you with a well-rounded view of situations, challenges, and opportunities. They offer you expert advice. Trusted advisors in your inner circle can offer that specialized knowledge, that specialized insight. They can guide you in areas where you lack expertise, and their advice can help you make informed decisions and navigate complex issues much more effectively than trying to go it all alone. They can also offer you encouragement during challenging times, including offering emotional support. Now, in business terms, especially in the West and in Britain in particular, having a kind of emotional investment in a project or a challenge or a business, it's very much kind of almost frowned upon, and yet it's the emotion itself that will drive you to try and overcome challenges. And there's nothing wrong with having or seeking emotional support when you need it. Their reassurance and positive reinforcement not only boosts morale and builds resilience, it offers you the chance to approach any challenges that do occur, and they will occur, trust me. It enables you to go at them with a much more positive mindset and approaching any problem of any kind, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity, it doesn't matter how you frame it. If you go into that looking at it from a positive point of view or with a positive mindset at that particular time, you're much more likely to be able to solve that issue, challenge, opportunity, etc., than you are if you go into it feeling a little bit down, a little bit tired, feeling alone because that's what you're doing. So that is really, cannot be overstated how important having that kind of emotional support can be. And having that kind of emotional support and accountability, it ensures that you stay on track. It helps you maintain consistency, and you strive then for excellence in your endeavours, because you want to report back to your kitchen cabinet about how you took that support, or how you took that advice, or how you took their area of expertise and implemented it to successfully achieve your goal, objective, or outcome. And that sense of community and collaboration with shared goals and networking opportunities, and how they introduce you to valuable connections and resources and other opportunities that you can take advantage of within their own networks. All this combines to expand your professional relationships and opens doors to new possibilities that you may not have considered. By having a strong and supportive kitchen cabinet, therefore, you gain access to this set of wonderful, valuable insights. You receive encouragement during challenges, you benefit from accountability and feedback, and you experience a sense of community and collaboration that can propel you towards personal and professional success. Cultivating these relationships and nurturing that inner circle really significantly can impact upon your growth, your resilience, and your sense of fulfillment across all aspects of your life. Let me give you some practical tips now for how you can build and nurture your kitchen cabinet of these trusted advisors and supporters. You need to identify your potential members by looking at the qualities that you value. So honesty, expertise, empathy. Look for people with diverse backgrounds and perspectives, but also have those other features, that honesty and expertise and that sense of empathy, so they can be true supporters of you when you are facing challenges within your professional or personal life. Start to attend networking events and look at industry conferences, seminars, workshops and networking events to meet like-minded individuals who share your interests and goals. Build relationships with those so that they could become potential members of your inner circle. Seek out mentors who provide guidance and wisdom based on their own experiences and expertise. And mentors can offer valuable insights and advice to help you navigate your challenges, make more informed decisions, and basically approach challenges and opportunities in a much more positive frame of mind. As we've said, it's really important. I keep coming back to that. Having a positive mindset is critical, and your right kind of mentor, the right kind of mentor, can really help you foster that positive mindset. You should always, therefore, approach potential mentors with humility, respect, and a willingness to learn. Be open to their feedback and guidance, and always, always express gratitude for their time and support. That's really important. Don't just take the advice and then act upon it. Give the feedback as you're going along, and then thank them for the advice up front, and then thank them for the result that that advice has helped you create or achieve. You should always invest the time and effort in building trust and rapport with members of your kitchen cabinet. So be authentic, be transparent, be respectful in all your interactions, because trust forms that foundation of that strong relationship. Express gratitude for the support, advice and encouragement you receive from all members of the inner circle, both as at the start of the process, the actual receiving of the advice, and then as you act upon it and then you achieve what you're aiming to do, you should always be providing that kind of feedback and gratitude and thanks for keeping you on track or getting you on track or helping you achieve that goal. Another way to make sure that you get the most from your kitchen cabinet is to foster open and honest communication from within it. So encourage that dialogue, give feedback, ask for feedback. Have just general discussions on important topics that may not be related to any particular piece of work that you're working on right now, but help you foster that relationship with members of the cabinet. So that means you need to create a safe space for sharing ideas and perspectives. You should also learn the skill of listening actively. Practice active listening when engaging with members of your inner circle, and listening attentively to their insights and concerns and suggestions will help it'll show them that you have empathy and understanding in your interactions as well. And that's really important. You should invest in the relationships. Don't just use it as, oh, I've got a problem, pick up the phone and I need my kitchen cabinet. You should schedule regular check-ins and meetings with members of the kitchen cabinet to discuss progress, challenges, goals, and stay connected and engaged in each other's journeys. Don't make it all about yourself. You need to be there to offer them support as well. But also, just as I said, chew the fat. Just chew the fat. I've got a couple of people in my kitchen cabinet, and sometimes we don't even talk about any of the work that I'm doing. But by chewing the fat, it builds that trust and relationship, and you can start to actually spark other ideas that just you hadn't even considered. And you went into that chewing the fat without any agenda to actually start thinking about new opportunities. But it may well materialize during that process. Be a supportive and reliable member of the inner circle in itself. Offer your expertise, encouragement, assistance to others when needed, and build that reciprocal relationship and that can be based on that mutual support and collaboration. And by doing that, again, you strengthen the bonds and between your members of your kitchen cabinet and yourself. And it means that they're more likely to offer relevant advice and expertise that they may... If they don't feel that they can really, really trust that you'll take on board what they're saying without getting defensive or understanding what they're, where they're coming from, if you can put all that at ease, then you will get much more help and support than what you have envisioned initially. We've talked about the kitchen cabinet as though it's a physical set of people that, you know, you meet up, you have a drink together, you chat together, you have a coffee together, whatever. But it doesn't necessarily always have to be a physical kitchen cabinet. You can create a virtual kitchen cabinet as well. Now, you can utilize online platforms such as social media like Facebook and X and what have you, and all the other professional networking sites, LinkedIn as an example, and virtual communities exist. You'll find them if you search properly, and you connect with like-minded individuals then who can serve as virtual advisors and supporters. You can arrange and schedule your virtual meetings and video calls or group chats to engage with your virtual kitchen cabinet members as just as you would if it was a physical meeting. And you can share those insights and seek advice on various topics connected to your work or your personal life. Now, the benefits of a virtual kitchen cabinet over a physical kitchen cabinet include such things as global reach. So a virtual kitchen cabinet allows you to connect with individuals from truly diverse backgrounds and locations worldwide, and that expands your network and the set of perspectives that you can expect to receive. You can have 24/7 support. Virtual advisors can provide support, feedback and guidance at any time because they're in different time zones, and offer flexibility and accessibility when you are facing challenges or seeking advice. If you're working on a project and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you can't very well pick up the phone and ring Joe down the road and wake him up and expect him to be very happy. But if you've got a virtual kitchen cabinet and it's 2 a.m., it's 2 p.m. somewhere in the world, or 9:30 a.m. somewhere in the world, and you can ask those members of your virtual kitchen cabinet for their advice and guidance. So, the types of people that you should consider adding to a virtual kitchen cabinet, therefore, include industry experts. So, these are people who've got expertise in your field or industry who can offer that specialized knowledge and set of insights. You should also look at virtual mentors and coaches, thought leaders even, who can provide that guidance and mentorship and strategic advice based on their own experiences. You can also look for peers and other collaborators so you can engage with fellow professionals who share those similar goals and interests, and that fosters that sense of community and collaboration that we spoke about earlier. Some tips on managing that process include setting clear expectations, so define the purpose, goals and expectations of your virtual kitchen cabinet to ensure that you've got alignment and clarity among members. That's even more important than when you set up your physical kitchen cabinet, because of course language differences and the fact that you haven't got the cues a lot of the time, of the visual cues when you're engaging with people. A lot of it is done through a virtual environment, therefore nuances may not get picked up. So you need to be very clear that everyone agrees to what the rules are for engagement inside that virtual kitchen cabinet. You need to, as with the physical side of things, you need to maintain regular communication with your virtual kitchen cabinet. So have scheduled check-ins and updates and discussions to stay connected and engaged. Utilize the technology that we have. I, like most people, I loved the technology that we have that was when it was initially implemented, because I actually thought that we might actually get to that point where we were promised where all this technology would lead to an enhanced sense of fulfillment and increased leisure time. Instead, it allowed bosses to demand a response from you at 10:30 on a Sunday night, which is not really how things should be done. But if you can utilize the technology now that actually suits your own usage and needs, do it effectively and efficiently, and also with understanding that other people have also got their own lives outside of that virtual kitchen cabinet, then you can really start to effectively manage the whole process. And it's not just the phones and the internet and the social media apps. You've got project management apps that you can share and manage the processes inside, so that basically even if you're separated by a continent, you can actually still work on a project together. It's absolutely incredible. So don't be afraid of utilizing all the technology that is currently online for you to create that kind of virtual environment, that your kitchen cabinet becomes just as real in a virtual environment as your physical kitchen cabinet could sat around a coffee table. Now, I'm not saying that you should do only a physical kitchen cabinet and only a virtual kitchen cabinet. Why not have the strengths of both complementing one another? Your real world and virtual cabinets really can offer that truly diverse perspectives. And by using the technology, you can also integrate your physical members of your kitchen cabinet, you know, from your local environment into the wider virtual process. And therefore, you can share ideas even across the two different types of kitchen cabinet that you can have. It's great to have the physical side, because having a coffee around the table and chewing the fat in a much more relaxed environment, as opposed to dealing with a virtual environment where you have to concentrate about what you're typing or what you're saying on a video call, etc. You have the competing abilities of both sets, but they actually complement one another when you put them together. It's absolutely top-notch idea, I think, to actually utilize both the physical and virtual kitchen cabinet, but utilize them at some points along the way together. Incorporating a virtual kitchen cabinet alongside your real-world advisors can provide additional perspectives, a global reach that is truly global, that 24/7 support network. It enhances your decision making, growth and success, because you've got that carefully selected set of members who you will manage and help you manage that process effectively. And you can balance both types of support networks by using the technology that's available, and by doing so you create a robust and dynamic advisory circle that empowers you to thrive in various aspects of your life. Now, I hope I've convinced you of both the need for and the importance of having a trusted set of advisors who form that inner circle, that kitchen cabinet. If you would like to have me on your kitchen cabinet, I would love to do that. Just contact me on darrenitu@darreninform.com and put the words kitchen cabinet. There's a contact form on the website, darreninform.com, as well. And I would be happy to consider any invitation that you may send me. Obviously, if I don't feel there's any real benefit of my set of skills and expertise to what you're trying to do. So don't just say, I want you to be part of my kitchen cabinet. Define what it is that your kitchen cabinet needs to consider, what your work is, what your challenges are, what you want to do and achieve. And then I can see whether or not I can bring anything to the party. And I would love to do that. Also, I'm going to go to quite a few local networking events over the next few months. So just look out for some of those and come along and introduce yourselves, and we'll have a natter there. You can also comment on the content that you've heard today in the forum, which is darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, and you'll find that there's a post for this particular episode of ThinkWorks, and you can put your comments and requests in there as well. Now, going forward, I'm also thinking of sorting out the... At the moment, my website is defined as ThinkWorks Podcast, ThinkWorks Forum. I'm thinking of actually having the episodes appear in each of the separate posts in the forum so that you can listen and be making comments while you're listening, if that makes sense, from within the same web page. You don't have to go back and forth. And I'm actually considering that now. So by the time this episode goes up, things may have changed. Don't worry, you'll still be able to link to it from the ThinkWorks forum and ThinkWorks podcast pages. And you can also still continue to listen from within your favourite podcast host, like Amazon Music, Apple Podcaster and Spotify, etc. Thank you for your ears. I hope you've enjoyed and found this very useful. I'm going to do another couple of episodes around practical help and guidance in this kind of genre of the kitchen cabinet over the next few episodes. But we're also going to do some very fun and esoteric subjects. So stick with me and keep those suggestions coming in for subjects that you would like me to consider. Or even if you want to be a guest on the podcast to talk about some of the subjects that are coming up. So please contact me. I really look forward to hearing from you and finding out what you're up to. And I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye for now.
Would like to find out more or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.